it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, Incident on 130. Let's jump into it. Thursday Music Club. Samantha Fisher with us from Play It Forward. And efforts to get instruments into the hands of young musicians and turning us on to some local sounds around town as well. And obviously, if it gets below freezing or anything that could jeopardize her hairstyle for the day, she's going to be on the phone. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
How are you doing? So did you already do the East St. Louis thing, taking all the instruments there?
Yeah, didn't you catch it on Channel 5 and Channel 2?
No, Channel 5 was actually at my school that day.
Oh, that was the day before.
Ah, right. Sorry. Well, it must have been just a great experience, I'm sure.
It was absolutely amazing, awesome day for Play It Forward. Very successful.
Rededicating you to your efforts, I'm sure. So now that we've granted a wish to East St. Louis School, what are you looking for now? What's on the wish list?
Almost everything, because we gave them close to $30,000 worth of instruments. We gave them so much stuff that they were actually able to funnel some of it down to the middle school. So it was a win-win. It was a great day for Play It Forward, and that's what it's all about. And the kids were so respectful and excited and grateful and fun and energetic. It was just really awesome. This is what it's all about.
PlayItForwardSTL.org for more information. And please, folks, in the attic, in the basement, under the bed, there's a guitar, there's a violin, there's an amp that the kids used or you used that you don't use anymore. And imagine a kid getting to play this on a daily basis and having a good time and enriching their lives. Please, please help out. Any fundraisers planned for you guys in the near future?
Oh, we do. Our annual Mardi Gras adult beverage booth, if you will be on March 1st. We'll be down there with the festivities. It's a great time for us. It's a long, hard day of street bartending, if you will. But Mardi Gras is gracious enough to write us a check when it's all over. I think last year we raised like $2,000.
When we get closer, we'll tell them exactly where you're located and push some people that direction. Also,
can I mention really quick what we did with the Tim McGraw guitar over on Monday?
Tell me.
Well, I work sometimes with Cardinal Glennon's Children's Hospital, and I talked to one of my girls out there, and I've had this signed Taylor acoustic guitar that I got last summer from Tim McGraw's camp. And I held on to it for a real special reason, and I didn't know what that was going to be. And it turns out there was a young girl at the Cardinal Glennon's Children's who has cancer, and she's just a beautiful young lady. And it was her birthday on Monday, and she turned 17, and her doctors couldn't release her from her hospital stay. She really wanted to go home. So I coordinated with her liaisons, and we showed up by surprise at the hospital with that signed guitar from Tim McGraw. And it was priceless. And she's a huge country music fan and a huge Tim McGraw fan.
Does she play guitar?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. And no, currently she does not. But I was encouraging her to get on YouTube. She's got a lot of time, you know, sitting around in the hospital. It's unfortunate, but a lot of those children do. So it was a perfect gift for her to kind of occupy her time. And we'll talk more about her maybe next year. I bet she's going to learn how to play that guitar.
And you know what? All the musicians that you know, I'm sure you could line up a couple of great lessons for her.
They've already offered. That already happened. We'll get to that as soon as
awesome.
She's well enough to go home. And I'll coordinate with her mom. But, yeah, people have already offered. Paul Albert actually offered to give her free lessons. So. Way to go, St. Louis.
See, we get some pretty big hearts in this town. Absolutely.
We sure do. We're lucky.
Keeps the cardiologists in business. Let us get to some local sounds around town. Who are we featuring this week?
Well, talk about East St. Louis. One of East St. Louis's graduates, Montez Coleman, is a renowned jazz musician. And he was a graduate from East St. Louis, and that's how him and I kind of coordinated to make the East St. Louis thing happen. Montez relocated to New York in 1999 and quickly became recognized as a prominent jazz musician. In 2005, he joined the band Roy Hargrove Band. I recently left that band to pursue his own band leader project, and I really dig it. It's jazz. It's a cold afternoon. It's perfect. Montez Coleman on Bond Avenue.
That is he now is he playing somewhere soon, Montez Coleman? Here
He'll be touring back through into St. Louis in the spring, he told me, so maybe we can talk about him more then. What a great guy, and here's a great example. You know, he was a musician at the East St. Louis High School, and here it comes back around all these years later, and he facilitated this happening this week. So
outstanding.
Fantastic.
All right, another guitarist we're going to feature now. Eric Guitar Davis and Marquise Knox. Are they playing sometime soon?
Well, unfortunately, this is actually a tribute concert to Eric Guitar Davis, who lost his life at the beginning of December.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. Eric is not from St. Louis. He's actually from Chicago. But he came on our scene several years ago and became home-based player at Beale on Broadway. So he made a lot of musician friends here in St. Louis, and his tragic death was just, you know, unforeseen, and it was really bad in Chicago. There was many people shot that evening, and unfortunately, Mr. Davis was part of that. So they're doing a nice tribute concert for him on Sunday at the Beale on Broadway, 709 South Broadway. It's a $15 donation. The event is from 6 to 9. Eric's band from Chicago will be coming up, and I'm sure we'll see some locals sitting in, you know, Roland Johnson, Lou Weiner, Kim Massey, just to name a few, will probably be in-house to support Eric's family. So that's what this is all about.
Sunday at 6 o'clock, Beale on Broadway, 701 South Broadway. That's Samantha Fisher. Play it forward, STL.org, for more information there. Thanks, as always, Dahl. Great work.
Thank you, my friend.
Keep it going. Well done. Yes, that's Thursday Music Club for you.